Okay, I think we're going to get started here. It is my pleasure to introduce NantWorks. NantWorks is the umbrella company organization for an ecosystem of companies committed to the convergence of 21st century innovative platforms to transform how we work, live, and play. Presenting today is Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, founder and chief executive officer. Patrick?
Thank you so much. I'm really impressed at the end of the day, the last day and the evening, and this is some people in the room, which is nice to see. They've given me some time, so because it's the last talk, so I'm going to quietly try to take you through a very complex story of NantWorks, which is the overarching organization that's really tried to achieve a goal of really harnessing what I call augmented intelligence and create a learning system for the country. At the end of the day, the goal that we really were achieving because of precision medicine is to establish an organization that would almost do the impossible to cross the chasm from N equals 1 to that of the human population to deliver personalized evidence-based care. And in the same time, transform, we believe, the need for pharma to become the pharma of the future to drive molecular-based 21st century care. And the only way to sort of cross these goals is to develop a thing called augmented intelligence. And the whole world of immunotherapy, we believed, the Holy Grail would be this concept of this neoepitope. So these were the overarching goals we set for ourselves almost a decade ago. And we've been relatively stealth, not because we wanted to be stealth, because we recognize these are amazing challenges. But that was also why it was exciting, because these were amazing challenges. And we believe that the only way to overcome these challenges was this convergence in time, in which we would have a machine learning, machine vision, the internet of the future, high broadband, fiber, so that we could actually, at scale, cross the chasm from N equals 1 to the human population in clinical time, so that we could have the right care, the right time, the right place for the right patient and evidence-based medicine and provide providers 21st century medicine and have payers have better outcomes. I think you all have heard these words, and this is the healthcare argument we have in the country in which we need to coordinate care and have advanced clinical decision support and pay for value. At the end of the day, we still believe that the only way to get there, at least in cancer, is to go after this holy grail of this new epitope or the power of one, which meant you need to go beyond DNA. You need to go from DNA to RNA to protein to amino acid. And in order to really unearth this enormous amount of data in real time, you needed to build an organization that would be able to address that individually, and that was Nant Health. But then we needed to identify a way of building this information in, at an informatic level with fiber infrastructure, what I call artificial intelligence and machine learning, machine vision, and tie that to a fiber infrastructure of the country that doesn't exist. So we built this fiber, and that became Nant AI and Nant Mesh. If you could interrogate and have a database of enormous scale and identify tumor-associated antigens that are expressed and actually deliver them either through adenoviral vectors or yeast vectors and target them through natural killer cells, you could drive then molecular-based precision medicine. And in fact, you need to build the farm of the future for N equals 1, and that's NantQuest and NantBio. This is, in fact, NantWorks. So happily, I was given 30 minutes, and maybe I'll take 35 or 40, to show that, in fact, the goal for 2018 is to prove this hypothesis that a single integrated organization, some private, some public, and Nant Health is public, and NantQuest is public, as you know, Nant AI, Nant Mesh, and Nant Bio is private, and to be given the opportunity by J.P. Morgan to present NantWorks, both a public-private company. I will share with you today, and we're making some public announcements, and this talk is being streamed, so the slides are being presented, of 12 molecules in phase 2, 3 clinical trials in over 20 tumor types. The underpinnings of what we call Cancer Breakthroughs 2020. So my job today is to take you through this enormous task of a decade's worth of work, and let's start with NANT Health. Well, I think most of you going through the public entry know about NANT Health in terms of its coordination of care, the thing called Device Connects, what I call the Internet of Medical Things, in which we've taken 13,000 device interfaces with 130 providers, 22,000 licenses sold, 10 billion vital signs collected, and 15,000 daily messages. This thing called Evity and Navinet, of 22 million lives with Evity decision support of 3,000 cancer treatment regimens, over 5,000 oncology practices. What's exciting to us is now 5,000 oncology practices in every state of the United States now use Evity. What's exciting to us is that 450,000 daily active users across the state interact with Navinet, a dual portal. So in essence, what we've done is established the connection, the intellectual connection with the doctors, so that we can explain this very complicated GPS cancer test, which asks to understand 3 billion base pairs, 200,000 RNA, 10,000 protein pathways, so that you can get to the right treatment, which is the whole genomic sequencing test. So today I want to frame, instead of the science, frame the question of what this test is, but frame it in the way that you heard of yesterday, which I'm sure you will listen to the gene sequencing presentations made by companies yesterday. But the difference in this test, when I'm going to frame it, it boils down to you are your cancer. The cancer, the new epitope, can only be discovered from your genome, not from a reference genome, which means you need to do tumor normal, FFPE normal, which means the analytics needs to be called what we call BAM-BAM. BAM file from the tumor, BAM file from the normal, and build a informatic tool across a fiber infrastructure that can do this at scale for thousands of patients a day in real time to understand the mutations. I won't go into the rest of this test today, but the rest of the test says you can't stop at the DNA. You need to go to the RNA and the protein pathways and invoke yet another algorithm to get to the active protein. And then you need to take the protein itself and measure it quantitatively, and that's GPS proteomics. That entire test is GPS cancer. But for the purposes of today, let's just reflect on what's approved. And I'm not going to name companies. I think you all know companies that are out there that are doing gene panels and FDA approved. But there are flaws. And the flaws in the current tests are as follows. The current tests that are FDA approved analyze 300 plus genes while ignoring the remaining 19,000. Flaw number two, the current test ignores your own control, ignores you as a self, and uses, in fact, a reference genome as a proxy for the patient's own control. And the third flaw is, in order to overcome that, it uses a database and the reference genome to sift out or filter out normal variations. Well, it turns out there are clinical consequences for these flaws. On the first hand, if you have only 300-plus genes and you're calling for a mutational burden index, which, by the way, determines whether you will work, the checkpoints will work or not, it is impossible to precisely determine the tumor mutation burden of the whole genome if you're only measuring 300 genes. Therefore, whatever index you're calling is an assumption. You need to actually measure the 19,000 genes. Worse, if you use the reference genome rather than yourself as your control, it turns out you end up with 90% false positives. 90% of the mutation calls happen to be normal variants, which leads obviously to erroneously assumed positive mutations with consequent inaccurate treatments. And then when you actually say, well, we'll fix that because we'll filter that with a reference genome and databases, even post-filtration, there's 45% false positives. And now you go to the opposite side, you can actually filter, over-filter and end up with false negatives. So clearly there is a need for evolution. And the evolution is we have now tumor-only analysis of 300-plus genes, and we now need to move to tumor-normal analysis of 19,000 genes and using yourself as your control. Well, let's look at the history. And you have tumor-only, and in 2012, Foundation One launched the tumor-only gene panel. In 2013, the Foundation Heme gene panel. In 2015, at this conference, Roche made an announcement they were buying majority stake in Foundation. By 2017, CMS gave approval for lung cancer, and by November 2017, just a couple of months ago, the FDA approved this test. But this is the issue. If indeed this test is fundamentally flawed and results in 90% false positive rates, what do we do about this evolution? And the evolution I'm announcing today is that GPS cancer, this tumor normal, is filed with the FDA for approval for 19,000 genes using normal as the control. The evolution I'm announcing today is that we will be launching not only the liquid blood GPS DNA test, but for the first time, a liquid RNA test. Now, this slide may appear as if it's a Johnny-come-lately. And what I want to do is show you the decades amount of work that we have had to put into the complete belief that this was the right thing to do. And we started in 2008 on the development of this BAM-BAM algorithm for the development for tumor normal. By 2010, we filed a patent for tumor normal bioinformatics. By 2013, we presented at ASCO the first what we call enterprise-wide clinically relevant scale to be able to do 5,000 patients in 10,000 samples with the bioinformatic platform and fiber platform. By 2015, we received clear lab approval for the tumor normal, by 2016 CAP approval, and with Blue Cross insurance coverage, launched GPS tumor normal. And then the evidence started to appear. Sloan Kettering and Johns Hopkins wrote seminal papers and so showed exactly the flaw that only until you did tumor normal could you have accurate precision medicine. We presented further clinical evidence, and we've submitted this paper, and hopefully it will be published soon, of a 90% false positive rate with tumor only versus tumor normal in 621 patients over 30 cancer types. By August of this year, and this is another announcement we're making today, the papers that we filed in 2010 resulted in four seminal issued patents covering tumor normal, and four patents covering capturing false positives. Happily, Sloan Kettering received FDA approval for tumor normal, ironically the same month that Foundation received approval for tumor only, which leads us now to 2018 of us filing, and as I said, the evolution has begun, which allows us to begin the evidence generation. But it's not our evidence, and I'm happy to say, here's the evidence. Here's Johns Hopkins' paper. And from the conclusion, matched tumor normal is essential for precise identification. Here's Sloan Kettering's evidence. Only with germline and tumor DNA could you get increased detection. Here's another Sloan Kettering paper showing that tumor normals are the only unambiguous method to cause mutations in specificity, especially in germline. With regard to the patents, in May 2017, the patents were issued for Bam Bam, the method of claim one, where the first tissue is a healthy tissue and where in the second tissue is diseased tissue and where the diseased tissue comprises tumor tissue. The next patent got issued on May the 16th, where similarly tumor normal and the combination of Bam Bam. The next patent got issued in August, and the next patent got issued in November. And as you could see, the system claim one, where the matched normal sequence is that of matched with matched normal tissue originating from the same person. It is the only way in which you can have discovery of the new epitope. And more exciting, it's the only way you can actually filter out false positives, which is actually the claim of claim one of August issued patent. So this then will then set the stage for GPS cancer. We have filed with the FDA this month. We are already ClearCap certified. It is no different from the approval that Sloan Kettering received, but for the whole exome. We have now received ClearCap accreditation for liquid GPS, and we will be filing direct targeting analyses in Q1 2018. But excitingly, we will be the first to launch liquid RNA, and it's a proprietary method where we can now identify expression. So we believe this is the evolution of this testing. So that takes us now, oh my God, there's only 8 minutes left. So we have this one to stay. There is another R&D day at 7 o'clock tonight. So, to NANT AI and NANT MASH. And what we've done, it's taken us a decade to build this. This is the largest RNA, DNA, whole genome database. We currently host 31,000 fully trained outcome predictors, 5 compute years required to generate over 21 million outcomes. We have 40 petabytes of genomic storage. We move 2 petabytes a week. We have 5 compute years, over 21 million outcomes with 1,000 issued claims on artificial intelligence. In order to accomplish this, we needed to build a layer 2 and layer 1 fiber network. We are in 150 data centers and 70 metro sites. We have close to 400 terabytes per second routing capacity, 12,000 fiber miles. We have the lowest latency global fiber network, and we're the key provider, sadly, for high-frequency traders. But we also have now, this patent got issued on this concept of the reasoning engine. The reasoning engine is taking all this data and through machine learning, generating an output, the basis of which some of the data is genomic data. We've also built a complete computer machine vision. If some of you go on the on your app store and download Money Reader, that happens to be an app that can allow the blind to see. We've had it out for 5 to 6 years. But we use that machine learning to say, this is the ground truth from a pathologist, but now our machine reading technology can now successfully predict. So we've built this layer one network, and that's now set the stage for this augmented intelligence, which leads me 11 minutes to tell you about the 12 novel molecules and over 20 tumor types. So that takes us now to NANTQuest and NANTBIO. So this is one slide, and sadly I've got about 20 more slides, but I think this is an important slide for me to spend time over, because very much like genomic testing requires an evolution, I believe immunotherapy requires an evolution, because everywhere you listen, you'll see checkpoint inhibitors. But nobody's looked at this holistically, where we need to address the immunosuppressive microenvironment directly. And as some of you may know, I launched Abraxane, developed Abraxane. The whole purpose of Abraxane, unbeknownst to many people and still unrecognized many people, is because of the thing called GP60, to get through the tumor microenvironment and convert M2 macrophages to M1s. But then if you combine Abraxane plus bevacizumab and develop a next generation Abraxane NAD, a NAB-VDA, and use albumin like endoxorubicin, you enter the tumor microenvironment and are able to then suppress the suppressors. And the myeloid-derived suppressors, LTreg cells and macrophage, are what you need to overcome. And then add the checkpoint inhibitors. But that's not enough. You need to orchestrate the innate and adaptive immune system. So there's an opportunity to take cytokine stimulators like ALTO-803 or IL-15, or take natural killer cells that you can take off the shelf called ANK, HANK, and TANKs, and take cord blood natural killer cells autologously, and then integrate that with IgG1s, and all of a sudden you have now targeted as well ADCC killing. But then you would also have the addition to add fusion proteins that could create bites and interact. And now you would have the opportunity to now train the dendritic cells. And imagine if you had yeast and adenoviruses and could put every sequence, whether it be KRAS, BRCA, MUC1, CEA, HER2, PSA, and subcutaneously inject that and train the CD4 cells to get to the CD8 cells. This is NantWorks. This is one company that's taken on this challenge to bring all these molecules under one roof. I recognize this slide will be looked at and either understood or misunderstood. But unless you have all of this in an orchestrated, sequenced way, using tumor normal and neuroepit discovery under one roof, there is no chance of us winning this war. So let me tell you what we've done. We've taken the NAB, the nanoparticle. We've taken the antigen and the adenovirus. We've taken the natural killer cell. We've taken the IL-15 T cells, and this formed NANT. And the idea is to take these in progression and create a 21-day cycle for universal treatment of all cancers. The reason it's universal is because we universally have the same immune system. And the immune system depends on your natural killer cell. So I'll tell you the key achievements in 2017, which will be hard to conceive, is that we have had 25 authorizations to initiate phase 1-2 trials in 20 tumor types covering 12 novel molecules. We've had 50, there are now 50 listed trials, some completely terminated, some initiated, some completed phase ones, some in going to phase twos, phase threes, in clinicaltrials.gov with the word QUILT, which means Quantum Integrative Lifelong Trial. There are now five first-in-human studies we just completed in 2017 alone, in which we've shown the adenovirus, in which we've shown the ANK, the HANK, and the first cryopreserve HANK, and as well as the combination of this NANT vaccine. We've demonstrated five first-in-human safeties. And what's exciting, from 2018 to 2020, we plan now seven phase three trials across metastatic first-line and second-line cancer patients. My job is to try and take you through this, and let me first quickly take you the first-in-human studies. To understand the NAND cancer vaccine treatment, it's literally an infusion of these cells. This is what you're looking at. This is the natural killer cell transfusion that we have off the shelf. 2 billion cells in a bag infused over 30 minutes, combined with a subcutaneous injection of either adenovirus or fusion protein, like a flu shot. So imagine if cancer is treated this way forever in the future. That's our goal. So let me take you through a few of them. If you add, first in human, a combination of the adenovirus and the fusion protein, in which the adenovirus is a unique, what we call E2B deleted adenovirus, which can be given in the face of adenoviral immunity. So the pursuit then is to do the tumor normal, find the sequence through the NANT AI, take these sequences, whether it's new epitope or whether it be the tumor-associated antigen, engineer the adenovirus and inject it. That's our process. So under that circumstance, there's a CEA expressing adenovirus, and what we've now shown to date, no DLTs whatsoever at 5 times 10 to the 11 viral particles, 10 microgram per kilogram of ALT-803. In this colorectal cancer, to date, 6 patients, no DLTs whatsoever. In this patient with adeno-CEA MUC1 brachyury, this unique combination will be enrolled this quarter. With the adeno-PSA, again, will be enrolled this quarter. The adeno-HER2 has shown in 3 patients no DLTs whatsoever. Let's talk about Merkel cell carcinoma, in which we've taken ANK plus IL-15 plus the natural killer cells on ANKs. So some patients receive ANKs alone, and some patients have received ANK plus IL-15. First 6 patients, early data, single either ANK alone or followed by ANK plus IL-15, 2 complete responses in patients who failed all therapy. 1 partial response and 3 progressive disease. I apologize for these slides. They're not very pretty. But this is the patient who failed everything and then came to us and received the green, the first ANK, and within 171 days had a complete response. I think you begin to see the power of natural killer cells. But what excites me most is this power of the HANK, in which is the high affinity natural killer cells. And if we could take a HANK off the shelf and cryopreserve it and thaw it at the bedside, you now have a product, not a process. So let me take you through what a HANK means. A HANK means this high affinity CD16 that will tie to any IgG1. Only 5% of human beings have this high affinity CD16. We have now engineered the natural killer cells with this HANK, and now it can enhance killing. And this video shows a high affinity CD16 HANK to a HER2 breast cancer cell. And you begin seeing the granzymes entering the cell. The cell will explode, and you will then see the T cells come to the fore. This is the opportunity to revolutionize cancer and all the IgG1s, Rituxan, Cetuximab, Avastin, Ifillimab, Herceptin, to be the backbone. So the first in human off the shelf. All patients received 2 billion fresh HANK cells. This is the first time now we're revealing this data. And patient number 1 received 3 doses, patient number 2 received 4 doses, patient number 3 received 4 doses, not a single DLT, a single agent, freshly isolated HANKs. We then moved on to the cryopreserved HANKs, N equals 6, 2 billion cells, to date 24 doses, not a single DLT. Which then allowed us to go to the FDA and says, we're now going to do this incredible combination of this combination of Abraxane, our NAB, the combination of AdHER2, combination of yeast KRAS, the combination of HANK, combination of checkpoint inhibitor, combination of IL-15, which we call the NANT pancreatic cancer vaccine. In patients who have failed first line, gemcitabine, Abraxane, FOLFOX, basically coming to us at second and third line, these patients have a survival rate of 2.5 months. Metastatic pancreatic cancer patients who failed everything. I'm going to share with you for the first time the first 3 patients, which was supposed to be a safety study. Patient number 1 is a 35-year-old male with a metastasis to liver and lung and failed first and second line therapy. First dose on August 4th, 2017. 9 cycles to date started first with ANK and evolved to cryopreserve HANK. Normalized the CA19-9 from 49 to 22. Patient is now completely pain-free with a weight gain of 12 pounds. CT scan, 20% reduction of tumor mass. No DLTs over 9 cycles to date with this entire combination. He's in stable disease with normalization of CA19-9, his weight gain pain-free, and a tumor reduction for the first 5 months to date. Recall, these patients have a survival rate of 2.5 months in median, and the patient is ongoing. So that's patient number 1. Patient number 2, Simile is a 50-year-old female with meds to the liver. She was cachectic when she saw us actively losing weight, curled in a fetal position, in pain, on high-dose methadone taken twice a day. She got her first dose of our NAN cancer vaccine, received 8 cycles. By the second dose, she was pain-free. She is now completely pain-free off methadone. She's gained 12 pounds. She has no DLTs over 8 cycles, and she's now reduction of a CA19-9 by over 50%. Patient number 3 is a 63-year-old male with mets to the liver. Again, failed all other therapies. The patient's CA levels was higher than 45, has been that way apparently for 2 years. CA levels with add CA is now dropped. Again, patients in stable disease and vaccine is ongoing. Clearly, these are early signs, not predictive of anything, other than the fact that we can safely give this treatment, and we're having some very encouraging signs of early activity. The first 6 patients so far now with this cryopreserve combination, there's been no dose-limiting toxicities, over 50 doses administered to date. Phase 1 has now been completed, and we're now initiating our phase 2. So you now begin to see the opportunity that we have now demonstrated this first in human, which leads us very much to the opportunity that we will now be able to go into these registration trials across all these tumor types from 2018 to 2020. And you have then, this is the opportunity in which one day we will be able to have, as a consequence, a patient handing over the DNA sequence. And the treatment will be the DNA sequence, which really means how important GPS cancer is with regard to tumor normal. There is no other way to find this new epitope unless you are your own control. So with that, I thank you. Thank you for your time, and happy to take questions.